Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Phoebe with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Except this morning, just excited about being a child of God and just feeling great. Bodies cooperating and working well, and just a blessing to be in the land of the living, trying to get to the land of the dying. And so I always have some scriptures in the morning. I want to say good morning to those that are also with us on our Blog Talk line. Good morning. You can use morning prayer line. And we want to just say good morning and thankful to God for allowing us to witness even on this day. Show the scripture this morning comes from Psalms 90 and Psalms 91. Psalms 90, the prayer of Moses, that man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Good morning, Ernest. Good to see you, my brother. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past. I see you, Big Joe. Good morning. Praise him. We're in Psalms 90. Verse 4. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning, it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening, it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. Good morning, Sister Rhonda. We're in Psalms 90. There, D. Berry, good morning, my brother. We're in Psalms 90. Verse 9, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. That will be 40. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, excuse me, 60 and 10, 70, and 80 years, that's 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days. I love that. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord be, our God, be upon us. And establish thy work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish it. Would you write, Ernest? Thanks for praying for Mama. She's greatly improved. Amen. We also always pray for Aretha. Has been such an encouragement, not only to myself and others, but she's just a treasure that the Lord has given to us. Psalms 91. Again, those of you that are on, if you would share the video, be appreciated. Also, if you have any prayer requests, you can type them in, or you can call us on our blog talk line, which is 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes. 619-924-0767. That was Psalms 90. Now we're Psalms 91. Excuse me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because He hath set His love upon him. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With lifelong will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 90 and Psalms 91. Let us go to God in prayer this morning. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to You today thanking You the best we know how. Thanking You for all the great things and all the good things, and thanking You just for being our God, for beside You there is no other. Father, it's just a wonderful day just to be awake and to be have the reasonable strength to be able to move around. Father, I'm just thanking You for my own physical vitality and my own physical body, Father, and just the workouts I've been getting in this last week is starting to really take shape, and I'm feeling it in areas that I hadn't felt it before, or an area that I hadn't felt it in a long time. And so I just want to thank You. I just want to thank You this morning because it feels good to start to get yourself back in shape. Father, I'm just praying for all those everywhere and ask you to continue to strengthen us during this daily walk. Special prayer goes out today for Brother Ernest Lennon. I ask you to be with him and his wife, Concentra, and his family, his daughters. I ask you to bless them and keep them in the palm of your hand. Strengthen them on his job, that he will continue to be have impact with those youth that he comes in contact with. Be with them at church and et cetera. Just allow him to be an evangelistic troubadour on this day. Give him favor as you do every other day. I ask you to be with the visions that he may have, that he will be able to continue to move forward and be able to also invigorate others all over the world, for he travels quite a bit as well. Father, I'm praying this morning for his mother, Peggy Herring, and that entire family, all the extensions thereof. But Mom Peggy is, I call her Aretha Franklin of the Church of Christ. She is, has always been a rock. Well, I knew that she was their mother. I knew about her just because of her, the musical talent that is in her and has been in that Gadd family for years. And again, they can't sing. And I ask you, Father, continue to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. But in her waning years, she's experiencing some health issues. So we ask you just to keep her calm, keep her strong, be with her in her daily walk, continue to allow her to have that smile. And when you talk to her, it's always some words of encouragement that point to you, Lord. And we're just so thankful. She's called in our prayer line many days past and have always just been a great encourager, not only of myself, but others that was on the line. That wisdom that comes with age and that comes in time of experience with you is invaluable to us that are still trying to make it to that level. So I just thank you so very much for her and ask you to continue to touch her health and be with her. Give her a little extended health as Hezekiah was given 15 more years. Father, whatever that time frame is in your blink of an eye, we pray that you will extend her life. Pray for Sister Rhonda this morning. Ask you to be with Sister Rhonda and bless her where she stands in need of. Just great to see her posts in the morning and see her focused on you. Early in the morning, Father, just touches the pastor's heart. Rhonda prays for strength where she may be weak. Praise, always prays for her children. Relationship with her mother, relationship with Leonard. But she's asking God that you just keep her strong. And in that strength, everything will be encompassed. That she will be able to continue to be a great example to her children. She's came a long way. You've carried her a long way, Father. But you're still refining her and polishing her up as a masterpiece. And so we just thank you for that. I should be with Chris and Scooter and Aaron and all that family. Mom Rennie, continue to bless them and keep them, all the children and derivatives thereof. Father, I'm asking you to continue to bless them and keep them, even in their decision-making. Praying for Daryl DeBerry this morning. Ask you to be with the brother, strengthen him and bless him. I know he had some health problems back when, but I think he's doing pretty good already. And we're just thankful for that, Father, for deliverance, that you ask you to continue to bring him through and continue to strengthen him in ways you know he stands in need of. Be with the work he does there at the Maple Convocation. Continue to hold and bless his hands, that they will have the Midas touch and be able to reach out and support our brother Joe Walker and others that are there. Continue to strengthen him and bless him in ways you know he readily stands in need of. Father, we ask you just to be with, good morning, I see Vanessa Edwards-Jones is on, good morning. Since we ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her in ways she stands in need of as well. Father, be with her through this day, bless her family, be with the visions and things that she has planned. Father, and help her to be able to talk to someone today and let them know just the goodness of you. Father, we don't Pastor, we just let us testify about how great you are, even on this day. And we thank you in advance. Prayer for Sharon Baker this morning. Ask him to be with Sharon Baker. He's asked for prayer for himself, for the family. Ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him where he stands in need of. Father, you know what the issues are, and you know what the praise report is. And so we're just praying for Sharon Baker. Ask you to continue to strengthen and bless at this time. Danielle Bowles as well. Ask you to be with Sis and Kevin and her entire family. She's asked for prayer for her father and for her uncle, Ricky Saunders. And so we're asking you, Father, to continue to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. We're always praying for the Chicago Heights congregation. Ask you to be with them and bless them and strengthen them accordingly. Always prayer for my mother. She's asked for prayer specifically for my brother Darnell. Father, we ask you to be with me and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. Continue to give him a mindset to be focused on you, to remember his roots, and Father, not to forget where he came from. Sometimes it may get overbearing when you're in a family that just is Jesus always, any day, 24/7. And sometimes when you're straddling the fence or you have a mind otherwise, it becomes a little overbearing, Father, but help him to remember seeds that have been planted in him that he will continue to grow. It just was good to see him and embrace him and tease him and et cetera, and that he's working, and we're praying you continue to keep his work strong. Pray not only for him, but for the rest of my brothers, Tyrone, and be with his health and begging you for him. Another Iron Man got hit over the head with a bottle in Nebraska, left to die. No one could identify him. Someone there recognized him, got in touch with my mother. She was able to get there and get her son, brought him back, and nursed him back together. Amen, somebody. Because of you, Father, you made it possible that his life was not just wasted on the sidewalk, but you made it possible in the beginning. Just a CT, joke with T. He knows my voice and knows me when I come in, and we always tease about food and et cetera. But he's dressing up, doing well, and reading the Bible and studying with you and taking care of Mama, which is such a blessing just to see him at this stage where we know he was left for dead. But you have the last say in everything, Father, and we're just so thankful. Praying for my brother Mose at Boy Scout Camp. He, I don't know, maybe back now, but he's a director over there, Father, and we ask you to continue to be with him and strengthen him in all the work that they do. He's always trying to make sure that they have sentiment with you and that they stay focused, even teaching the youth accordingly. And then he always teaches a class for the youth online on Tuesday nights. And Father, I haven't been on in a while. I'll try to catch him soon. But I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him and strengthen him in the work that he does and the things that he does. Father, pray for my sisters, Shawan, who's having in her family. Husband and children, my nephews, I should have blessed them to keep them where they stand in need of. Her job is, I think it's curtain blinds. She's having a grand opening this weekend up in Michigan. Father, we're praying that that goes well and that she'll receive many clients. I should have blessed her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. My sister Shanice, we're always praying for Shanice, doing a marvelous job. And I should strengthen her and bless her in the way she stands in need of as well. I give her the health to climb. Sister Estelle Foley is on. Good to see you, sis. How you last night for a little bit? And just I'll ask you to bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. Be with her as she continues to do great things. And give out great boxing trophies and things of that nature, Father. And we just love her. And as she continues to strengthen her accordingly, be with the Maywood congregation. Not only in past, but on this morning, we're praying special prayer for Maywood, very special prayer for Maywood, and that the passing of one of their under shepherds, Brother Paul Flowers, good brother, brother I love dearly, good great encourager, and just a great family man, a great example, a true meaning of masterpiece. Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen that family, be with Wanda and children. And just the grandbabies, just be with them today, Father, as today will be a final resting place physically for the shell of Paul. But we know that his spirit is with you, and we know that his spirit still permeates in the lives of those he touched. And so, Father, that we want to say thank you. Praying for the that they continue to hold up the hands of that great pronouncement, as he will have a word today, a rhema word today. Father, we're praying that it will touch the hearts of many, and that they will continue to stay strong, and that you will continue to be with them during the difficult times of life, and will continue to help them to move forward. It's good to see your sons other relatives suggest that anything. I got there a little late, stayed longer than I had to go pick up my wife. But Father, just it was great to just embrace and see them and see family and still holding on. The comments and just the sentiments that people had of that great man I call Maywood's Paul. Vanessa Edwards Jones typed in, pray for my family and for my Harvey Church family. Father, we're asking you to be with Vanessa and strengthen her in the way she stands in need of. Sister's asking us to petition you in regard to her family. I ask you to be with her family and bless them in ways, you know, that they rarely stand in need of. And we're always praying for the Harvey Church and the Harvey Church family. Franklin Florence, plan to get out there and see him relatively soon. Me and my wife have been talking about it for quite a while, and I told him I'd be out, and it's been a minute, almost a year. But we're going to get out there just to see him, set his feet, and listen to the word of God being delivered to him. And so we're just praying for the family out there. Ask you to strengthen them and bless them, and they continue to fight the good fight of faith and hold up the bloodstained banner there in the Harvey area. And so we're just so thankful for that. I see my mother just got on. It's always good to have strength when you least expect it and definitely need it. Again, she's sharing the video, and others share the video as well. Special prayer today for Connie Hunter. We ask you to be with Connie in the way she stands in need of. Preston Sellers, I ask you to be with us, strengthen him. My sister-in-law, Alice Yancey, and I ask you to be with her. She's running for president of the United States. As a matter of fact, I have her shirt on today. And Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her in her walk and in her political arena. Whatever capacity she ends up diving into, we're praying that that will be successful, that she will have much growth through a law program and et cetera. But she's a go-getter. Praying for Rashonda and D'Angelo and the grandbabies. That should bless them all in the way they say, whether they stand in need of. Not only Alice, praying for Mom Linda and Angie and Patrick and the children accordingly. Bless them. All the work that they always do. I was praying for Spurky and Felix and Paul. Praying for Paul's pastor Bill and Irv. Praying for Paul's wife. We're asking you to be with Mary Walker. Bless the system where she stands in need of. And Mary, and we're just asking you to continue to strengthen them accordingly in the way that they really stand in need of. James Jarrett is on. Good morning to you, Doc. Father, we ask you to be with him and strengthen him in the ways he stands in need of, be with his family, touch the work that he does as well. Father, pray for Jonas Jones Jr. today. I ask you to be with him and Nick Conti, Connie Hunter, Father, and Brother Philip Henderson. Strengthen them and bless them in ways that they readily stand in need of. Thank you. Bessie White's on with us this morning. Praise God for you, sis. We ask you to be with her and strengthen her in ways she stands in need of. Continue to give her the ability to climb on this day, the ability to continue to stay strong, and the ability to have health, good health, and also the ability to have prosperity and wealth that does not always come in a dollar bill, but in just an ability to have great wisdom today and to be able to share that with others, as you always give us the ability and the opportunities to do so. A special prayer today for Big Joe Thomas. I should be with him, Father. You had some issues yesterday, and he's getting his medication somewhat checked upon, Father, but we ask you to bless him and keep him where he stands in need of. I know he's up this morning, and we're just so Glad to have him up, and that he's doing well, Father. But and he's also doing some great things, but I think he's having some side effects from his epileptic medication, Father. And we're just praying that the doctors will get the dosage correctly. Father, we put him in the hands of the great physician, which is you. We know that you are a deliverer. We know that you are a healer. And we know that you are the God who sits high and looks low with all the panoramic views. We ask you to strengthen him and bless him in a way he readily stands in need of. Be with the work that he does with his son, Joshua. Bless him and keep him, and also the work he does there at the house of the School of Rock, where he teaches bass guitar to youth, which has been his passion for years, Father. He's been a professional all his life, my bass player for over 30 years, not only a good friend, but to know that he's also a brother, not only through the music world, but he's a brother in Christ, as he was the last one we've had the ability to baptize. And Father, we're just so thankful for that you still have him holding on, and he's still doing great things. Amen, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, holy name, Jesus' name, amen, likewise, Pastor, amen. All right, thank you, Sister Peggy. I see your post there, praise God for you. All right, and we want to pray for Francine Sneed this morning. I ask you to be with Sister Francine, bless her in the way she stands in need of. Prayer for Nash Esther, always Lawanda, Denise Troutman, Danelle. We ask your Father to be with them and bless them in the ways they stand in need of. Special prayer for Brenda Gotchett this morning. We're always praying for the six new souls that were baptized at Missouri Church of Christ in what I call Money Jordan, and whatever river or lake that was. It's just a blessing, because we live in a society where everything has to be sanitized. You know, they went in a muddy water. They went in a pool that was probably the river that was close to them, and was not worried about sanitation, but was worried about sanctification and being separated with you, Father. And so we're just so thankful for that. I see my brother Michael Arnold on this morning. Good to see you, Doc. Praying for you. I ask you to continue to be with him. Great pronosticator. Strengthen him in ways he know he stands in need of. Be with his family. Doing a marvelous job. Keon and et cetera. His children are growing up. Sons looking just like him, a spitting image. And Father, we ask you to bless him and keep him in the way that he stands in need of. Be with his ministry. Be with his ministry strong as he continues to share your word to those that he comes in contact with, either at the gym where he's working out, or at his work, at the congregation there at Robbins. Be with him and David Penn and the rest of them that are sharing the word. Hold up their hands, but continue to strengthen him in his walk of life, that he will continue to step out even more on the edge with you, Father. Therefore, you will continue to bless him and keep him in the way he stands in need of. I see my brother Vince Mahan's on, and good morning, Doc. Ask you to bless Vince and strengthen his spirit, man. Bless him in the way he stands in need of. Continue to bless his life and be with him today. He also is mourning, a great brother, but also is shouting in the spirit. For we know that when you live with God, you have nothing to worry about. This is just a physical shell, but that we can stand strong and be solidified. And Paul was definitely one of them. So we're praying for spirit man today, that the spirit will be there with him as he holds up the arms of his shepherd, as he delivers a message bringing comfort to that family, and as he serves right there in a very powerful way at the Maywood congregation. We ask you, Father, to continue to be with him as he continues to grow and become strong, and ask you to be a leaning post for those that needs to be leaned upon. We're so thankful for that. Love him so very much, and ask you to be with him and his wife, and strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Special prayer for Mike Wheeler today, who's last I saw was in Barcelona, Spain. He's touring. I always pray for him and his band, Mike Wheeler Band, but he's on tour and started in Spain. Ask you to bless him and keep him. Thank you for delivering him. The pilot delivering him safe and sound there. We're praying that he has a good tour, that he'll be come home safe and sound, and without any hurt, harm, or danger, and that the tour will go well. I also pray for Melvin Smith, who's on the road as well, as you be with him and bless him where he stands in need of. A great brother that has broke the mold, and the one thing I survived about him and his wife still married after all these years, and he does not let the profession overcome his love for his wife, and I'm just so thankful for that, and ask you to be with him and strengthen him in the ways he stands in need of, that Melvin's been a backbone for so many people. Continue to be with him as he grows older and continues to make history as he goes forward. Praying for Darlene Shaw and for Eddie Van Shaw Jr. and for Mom Shaw. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them in the ways they stand in need of. Always praying for Mom's health. As she'll be with her, Father, in her waning years, that she will find comfort and be with them and give them the resources they need to continue to go forward and move forward. Praying for Carl Davis this morning. As you bless Brother Carl, strengthen him. Grace Robinson, Andrew McCaffrey, Big Pun. As you bless him and keep him where he stands in need of. The Leeches, Brother Errol Leach Sr. and his wife, Mom Leach. Praying for Errol Leach Jr. and his wife, Kara. Bless him and the children and all the derivatives and family there for him. Strengthen him and bless him the way they stand in need of. Be with Brother Leach's help. Give him the strength to overcome and the strength to continue to move forward. Pray for Floyd Barnes and his I think it's his sister, they're going to be taking on the Christian Service Center and the houses, the Austin Church of Christ. And also the Summerbrook Camp programs and things for children. They do so much. Father, so we ask you to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. And I specifically have a tie with them for when we had a Bible class. We needed a Bible class location. Brother Leach opened the doors there at the Christian Service Center, and we was able to have our Bible class in a physical location years ago. And so we just want to continue to pray for that work, that it will continue to go forward and be an opportunity and also a community service spot. Special prayer today for the Flowers family. Praying for Wanda, ask you to be with her, and Shaky, and Jared, and all of that. I just don't want to start calling names that I won't miss nobody's name. So, Father, ask you to bless them and keep them on this day, that they will find strength even in death, that they will find more dedicated relationship with you even during through this trial, and that we're all here on borrowed time. And we don't know when that time is because we didn't give life. God gave life, and the time belongs to him. And so when he calls, and our time is up, it's his call, his to call and ours to answer. And so, Father, I ask you for them to find understanding, find comfort in this, even though the detachment and the grieving is there, Father, but I ask you to give them the ability to have that smile and what has been imparted in them through Paul as a conduit of love, that they will continue to hold on. And if we can be of any assistance at any point in time, let us readily be called upon for such. So a special prayer for Brother Eddie Gillis and Sister Gillis. I should bless them and keep them in the 51st Street Congregation. Also praying for Patrick English and Deidre. I should bless them and their children, their family, in ways they so readily stand in need of. Praying for Sister Griffin, who had lost 5 family members in that car accident. And so we're praying for her as well. Bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. Praying for Christella Jones this morning. She'll be with her and strengthen her where she stands in need of. Brother Luke Miles and Sister Kim Miles, whose official birthday was yesterday. We pray that she had a birthday blast and that it went well. 2 loving servants that have been in my corner and in our corner. Brothers from another mother, and I ask you to continue to strengthen them. Be praying with Mom, praying for Mom Miles and her health in her 90s. You've allowed her to see 4 and 10 plus. Father, it's just a blessing. And I ask you to continue to strengthen her in the way she stands in need of, that she will continue to be a leaning post and also a focal point of your masterpiece. And she has touched the lives and talked to so many people. Father, we're just so thankful. This is the post here. Let me take a look at them real quick. Amen. And deliver us in today. Thank you. Good morning to you today, your entire family, also in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Sister Peggy. Amen. We're praying for the entire family and praying for everyone, and we're so thankful for that. Okay. And Father, we just want to, don't want to be remiss. I want to pray for my sisters, Lois and Phyllis, and should be with them and for my entire family, cousins like Shell and younger cousin Art Jr., I call Wee, and cousin Daryl, his wife, his wife, and their newlyweds, and ask you just Jody, continue to bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. Tracy and the gang, just really fresh. And so, Father, we're just praying for them that you will continue to strengthen them and bless them in for many years to come. Just so thankful for just to be your child. And before I leave here, I always want to pray for my wife. Give her traveling grace that she's on her way to work. Continue to be with her and strengthen her in the things that she comes in contact with, Father, and praying that she will stay strong and be a representative of you in a place that needs your representation. Father, we love you. We adore you. And this is our prayer this morning in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You guys have a wonderful day. Do something for somebody that they can't repay you for. Jesus Christ and crucified to you, Big Joe. Just tuned in. We had prayer for you, Doc. And so make sure you can go back and check the video. Those of you who didn't get a chance to share the video, appreciate you doing that. And we will see you Monday morning. Monday morning, bright early Monday morning. For good news, you can use prayer line. Have a great weekend. We love you in the name of the Lord. And those of you who can tune in on Sunday at 6 o'clock, we will be here with our worship service Sunday at 6 o'clock with a word from the Lord. Good night. Good morning, and your majesty, and good morning to you. Have a great day. God bless.